Nobody tells me what to do. Nobody tells us what to do. Anyone can do whatever they want. I don't care what it is. Including you can fucking burn crosses on your lawn. I don't give a shit. You can burn your house down. Who cares? I don't. As long as it doesn't catch someone else's house on fire. This is called My Wave.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the heart of the heartland, it's time for Keeping It 99.
One-stop shop podcast for everything in the world of heavy metal, rock and roll. Sometimes Northeast Ohio, sometimes not.
Some other stuff.
My name is Eagle.
Eagle.
Or you can call me Spoon Man today.
And I
am joined by the man who is, he's looking California, but he's feeling Minnesota.
I'm always feeling Minnesota, son.
Rubber City Redbeard.
It's an awful day.
It's a terrible day, man.
I woke up to this. Like, I woke up and, you know, like, I was, you know, wake up, I turn my alarm off, and then I check my notifications for all my apps and shit. The first thing I fucking see is, like, 52 years old, found dead in Detroit. And I'm like, no.
Right.
No. What's happening? What's happening? This is hard times, right? This is the hardtimes.net? Mm. No, it's not. That's TMZ. Shit.
Of course, you're talking about Chris Cornell, the lead singer of Soundgarden. Audio Slave, Temple of the Dog, his solo stuff is just
he was not in, just that though, like not just the projects, like this is the, like, in my opinion, because we've talked about it before, but this is like the greatest voice in rock and roll today, hands down, and on the level of like Freddie Mercury, and you know what I mean,
like,
and he's gone and shit, so now Mike Patton's number one, obviously, because he was two to me, to Chris Cornell, but. I guess Mike Patton's number one and Dax is number two. I don't know what's happened. Chris Cornell fucking died and shit. I've been fucking teary all day about this shit.
Yeah,
seriously.
Oh man. I think
this is like one of the only things that's fucking gotten to me. It's like celebrities and shit. Like, it's got me all emotional and shit. It's bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I texted you. I was like, I had tears and all. It was a hell of a thing to wake up to. It was not at all what.
You don't expect that, right? You know, and he's like playing this weekend out of Columbus,
right? Supposed to be playing Rock on the Range, and then
that was the only reason I would have went down. And I got invited down this weekend, and you know, and I'm like, seriously, one of the only reasons I would even go down there is to see Soundgarden again.
Yeah,
we talked about that before too. Like, I was lucky enough to see them, you know, back in 1995 or 96 at Lollapalooza. I think it was 96. And then, again in 2013, you know, right after they fucking got back together. And they're just amazing. Yeah, it's crazy how good he is live. Like, there's you know, there's no backing tracks. There's nothing going on. And you're standing there listening to this fucking dude sing, man. It's just, it's phenomenal. It's phenomenal. Somebody, I wrote on my Facebook today, the best rock and roll singer is gone. And somebody was like, well, I don't think he's the best. And I'm like, what do you want to argue?
Yeah.
What are you going to fucking put up against him?
Yeah.
Nobody had the strength and range that dude had.
Well,
nobody.
We'll leave it to the internet. Like, the internet brings out the troll in everybody, right? And then, you know, like, people have to let you know, like, that
Kyle's dead.
They don't. Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly it. But they have to let you know, like, hey, I wasn't really a fan. And like, on the day that he dies, kind of shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Wait a
couple
weeks.
Are you crying over somebody you never met, pussy? Fuck you!
Wait a couple weeks. Like, seriously, wait a couple weeks.
Wait as long as you want. I mean, you're never going to be able to make a viable argument that he wasn't the best fucking rock singer today. Like, there's nobody else can fucking touch that dude vocally. Fuck you.
Bit of a beast.
I'm so, like, lost about it. I'm like, what happened? What happened?
And as a lyricist, dude, anything from Super Unknown.
What was the last song he was playing? Slaves and Bulldozers from fucking... Is that what it was?
He was
it was like Slaves and Bulldozers with a Zeppelin song?
Oh, yeah. It was like some really sad, depressing
Zeppelin. It was like a song about dying.
Yeah.
There was just so many good fucking songs, though. Like, you're right. Like, Super Unknown. Like, that album was fucking... It was amazing. Everything from the early 90s from those guys was just great.
Oh, Bad Motorfinger, dude?
Yeah.
Shit. What was the first experience, encounter, listening, seeing Soundgarden that you ever had?
Listening to Soundgarden, MTV.
Yeah.
And, Rusty Cage.
Yeah, you see, same here. That video. Was the very first.
You know what I mean? And then the video for, what's the name of that song?
Outshined?
No, I'll have to fucking, I'll think of it. But it's like that my first, experience with Soundgarden was MTV. MTV brought me a lot of shit when I was a kid. Like, that's what I was glued to. It was actually music television back then. It wasn't gay shit.
And that
cluttered with nonsense.
That was also, too, at the time where, you know, Nirvana kind of broke the doors down for especially Seattle bands, but the alternative grunge bands. And somehow, Soundgarden being one of those bands from that Seattle scene, like, if you did, like, the Mount Rushmore of the grunge singers, right? It'd be Chris Cornell, Eddie Vedder, Kurt Cobain, Wayne Staley, right?
Yeah.
The Seattle guys. Three of them now gone.
Yeah.
Which is fucking...
And everybody's cracking jokes already about Vedder. Like, oh, he left us with Vedder. That's all we got is Pearl Jam now. What right. the fuck? And I'm like, why are you hating on Vedder? Vedder is a fucking champ. And I don't care if you don't like him as a vocalist or you think he's fucking annoying and you can't understand. Whatever reason you don't like Pearl Jam. Fuck you. Those guys said, fuck you, Ticketmaster, and fuck your goddamn surcharges, and they went underground, and they fucking Grateful Deaded that shit. For 20 years, they toured with a faithful following, selling out shows. I didn't even know there was still a band for fucking ever. Forever. Turns out they were just touring the whole fucking time.
And bigger than ever.
Yeah.
Bigger than ever.
Yeah. So hate on Pearl Jam all you want, but like those fucking bands that came out of Seattle in the early 90s, like, it was just that corner of the U.S. and those four bands, like, they ruined everybody's good time.
Right.
You know, they took hair metal and all those dudes ruined their good time. They ruined it. No more spandex pants for you. No more.
And these were the bands, even Pearl Jam had some really hard, I mean, hard rock and stuff off the 10 record, but Soundgarden was respected within the heavy metal community, because you listen to Outshined, right? Like, I mean, that shit is heavy. Like,
again, his vocals are so strong, dude.
So strong. Show me the power of Shine. They look like a metal band. I mean, when you first saw Chris Cornell with those beautiful eyes and that fucking long flowing hair, shirtless, just rocking the shit out of that.
I was mad when he cut his hair.
Oh, yeah.
I was mad when he cut his hair. What are you doing? I can't even grow hair, bro.
They were evolving. Because Super Unknown sounded nothing like Bad Motorfinger. Like, absolutely nothing like it. It was still Soundgarden, but they were a mature Soundgarden, and I think the haircut came along with that maturity.
No, I get it.
Yeah.
I see. Metallica.
Yeah. Metallica. That was like the same time frame, right? Everybody, yeah. Everybody's all...
it's just so fucking weird, dude. So weird. And they're saying he killed himself.
Yeah.
They're saying this is an apparent suicide, that he was found with some kind of band around his neck. So, yeah, but the way that I read it is that he had a conversation with his wife on the phone. He hung up during the middle of the conversation. She calls the bodyguard minutes later for him to go and check on Chris to see if he's okay because he hung up during this conversation. Bodyguard goes in the hotel room, finds him lying on the floor with something around his neck. I'm like, okay, well, how did he hang himself if he's lying on the floor? What happened? How is he hanging?
I don't know.
There's nobody else in the room. I'm just saying, these are just whatever I'm reading right now. I don't even know if this shit is fucking true or if anything's accurate.
Right.
But if he's laying on the floor, how did he hang himself? What the fuck happened?
Yeah, it's really hard to digest, isn't it? The thought of him taking his own life. Because this morning when the rumors first came out where they were investigating it as a possible suicide, people on Twitter, they erupted. They were just like, this makes absolutely no sense. Like, no, he just had a show. You know, Soundgarden's out there. They're making big money. Like, he's sounding great. He looks great.
Writing new stuff. His wife even said, like, he hasn't been depressed. He hasn't, you know, but that he hasn't had any suicidal thoughts. And I'm like, you can't say that. You can't say that. You don't know what people are thinking. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And people that are going to kill themselves, they're going to kill themselves. They're not going to say shit. I've said this before. Like, people get on the internet and they're like, you know, if you feel bad, just call me and this is my phone number. And just so you know, you have somebody to reach out to. It's like, you don't understand. People that want to kill themselves don't want to reach out to nobody. No. They just want to die. That's what the whole suicide thing is.
Yep.
They're not going to call you. They're just going to kill themselves. I've had friends commit suicide. You've had friends commit suicide. Like, this is, I've got friends that have committed suicide. It's just, you don't see the shit coming. It just happens. But, like, you found him on the floor with a band around his neck. We're, eh.
Yeah, it's really hard to process.
And his wife of 13 years, who he talks to every day and takes on tour with him, dude. Like, I seen her with him at Rock on the Range.
Yeah.
So.
Neat.
Like, they're super tight. You know, she knows the dude. So, like, I don't know. And he died in Detroit. What happened?
Well, he tweeted the marquee yesterday. You know,
the show?
About being happy to be back in the Rock City, and I did watch some of his performance from, you know, last night, his last show, up in Detroit, and watched him, you know, kind of go on some rants. One of them I thought was really funny, where he's explaining the song My Wave, which is my personal favorite Soundgarden song, right?
Okay.
And he's explaining, you know, about, do what you want, man. Go out and do whatever the fuck you want. Go burn crosses on your front lawn if you want. Burn down your fucking house. As long as you're not burning down other people's houses, who cares? And
I've always been about that, right?
I was just like, whoa!
As long as you're not hurting nobody else, do whatever you want.
I thought it was great. I thought it was absolutely like this wonderful little speech. And then they played the fucking awesome-ass song My Wave. And I was watching, like, with a microscopic eye. You know, just seeing, like, how he's behaving.
Sure.
And it's like, is he... Because he seemed very... I felt like he was very bored. He seemed very somber.
Oh, he looked normal to me. Like, that looked like him at a show.
Yeah. Just so... Every time I've ever seen him, though, it's not like I picture him being, like, Tyler, the Creator from Odd Future, just like, bah, what up,
around and shit.
Yeah, no. He's always just, hey, I'm very cool. What's up? My voice is very cool. This is about as loud as I get. You know, sure. I mean, I'm just... I mumble some words because, you know, I'm thinking about what I'm about to say next.
That, and I'm saving my shit for my awesomeness.
Yeah,
my,
I gotta save this to throat.
Deliver you.
I gotta say this throat before I have the voice of God come out at you. Man, it's very sad. It's very, very upsetting.
The Day I Tried to Live was that other song, by the way.
Oh, there's a and song you don't want to listen to today.
And that's one of my one of the ones that got me on the way over here. I was like, oh.
Fell on Black Days you can't listen to.
It's hard to listen to any of them, really, just because, you know.
Black Hole Sun.
He's dead. You're listening to it, and you're like, it doesn't even exist anymore.
Blow up the outside world.
You know?
It's like,
and
no.
it's weird. It's like... I don't know if it's maybe it would be different if you're getting old and the people that you admire and look up to are dying as you're getting old, like old, you know what I mean? Like, my dad's gone and shit, but if he was around, like, Rickles just died and shit.
Mm-hmm.
My dad liked Rickles. He'd have been like, oh man, that sucks. But Rickles was fucking 90, so he'd have been like, oh well, it's circle of life.
It was his time.
Shit, right? Like, when people fall off at the age that we are, and like, it's a lot of people that have been you know, that are gone now from the music world.
Yeah.
That we listen to and shit. And it's like, every time it happens, it's like this little piece of you is just chipped away. And you'll never get it back. Because you're never going to get to see it again. You're never going to get to see it again. Like, with Dime. Do you how amazing Pantera shows are?
Right.
And to know that you're never going to see it again, you're never going to experience that energy again, that's like fucking doing crack for 20 years and then crack just disappearing. And somebody telling you, like, you're never going to do crack ever again. And you're like, wait. But I love crack. I just did it for 20 years.
No,
we know. Yeah, crack's great. You had 20 years of it. It's gone. Can't have it no more.
What? Dime passing was such a serious occurrence that Joel, my roommate at the time, came down to my work to tell me, like, in person. He didn't want me finding out from somebody else, like, at work. He thought I should know firsthand what's going on. And I was like, man. And when I look back on it, I'm like, that's how, like, serious that felt. Like, it felt like you lost somebody that you actually
because it was
knew.
Like a part of you. You know, and yeah. Pantera was like it's like ingrained in you,
right? And a lot of people are feeling that right now with Chris Cornell. Like, you can really tell, because I mean, we were teenagers of the 90s.
I think people are like burning plaid shirts and
totally. Super Unknown's probably like the number one.
Oh, eBay's going crazy right now.
Oh, it's going nuts.
I don't even want to look, but eBay's going fucking crazy right now. Oh. Fuck. He's so good live. It's mind-blowing, dude. And it sucks that I'm thankful that I got to see it twice.
That's really awesome.
The time in 96, 95, 96, whatever it was, down at Lollapalooza, that show was so, like I could still smell it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I can smell it. If I hear a certain song, I can taste that day. It was just, it was great. Because that was like my first really big show. And the pit that was for Soundgarden, the pit was insane. Insane! Chicks were getting murdered. Just murdered! There's nothing we could do. We're just helpless. We're standing there watching girls getting clotheslined.
You will be missed.
You're already missed. You will be missed. You're already missed. I was crying today. It's bullshit.
You're missed, Chris Cornell.
Currently.
This fucking sucks, right? It just sucks.
I wish that I would have went and talked to him at Rock on the Range, because after they got off or whatever, I was out in the parking lot. I was like rolling a joint or something, and him and his wife and some dude were going to the bus, and I was gonna be like, "Yo, you're awesome."
I just wanna let you know.
But I didn't want to be like, "Yo, you're awesome." Oh. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't want to bother the dude. He was relaxing and shit. Like, he just got off stage, fucking
right.
15 minutes before that. He's trying to go to the bus and relax. Like, I don't want to go up and fanboy on him and shit. I just want to let the dude be.
But the thing
I should have fucking been like, "Yo, you're awesome."
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, he's probably so used to being fanboyed that it wouldn't matter to him one way or the other. Like, it's maybe just part of his existence. And let this be a lesson to anybody who has ever just gone, "No, because I gotta be too cool for school. I don't want to be that dude." If that's who you are and that's what your instinct tells you to do, you are that dude.
Yeah, you probably just do it.
You are that dude. Yeah. That's why you're considering it.
It wasn't about me. I just didn't want to go and run up on the dude.
Out of respect.
You know?
You were doing it out of respect. But when you look back on it, you know, you should have been that dude that day.
Well, because he's dead. That's the only reason. I still support my decision. I'm not spooking the dude.
You regret it.
A little. Because, you know, what he said, though, he would have been like, "Oh, thanks, dude."
He would have taken a selfie with you and put it on his Twitter and be like, "Hold on. Like, just met the coolest fucking dude. He likes my shit, y'all."
Now I regret it.
I guess there's other stuff going on, sort of.
Whatever. Just play some Soundgarden.
All right.
Other news.
Another news. Devil Driver's doing an Outlaw Country record because they've been listening to Waylon Jennings or whatever.
But they're also playing Cold Chamber songs.
Yeah, they're playing Cold Chamber songs live. They got, like, you know, some, which is fine. Des did those songs. Okay,
so you're doing Devil Driver's music, and then you're doing Outlaw Country music, and you're doing Cold Chamber's music?
Yeah.
Come on.
I mean,
What up there, Three Trick Pony?
He drinks whiskey and wine, man, and, you know.
He does drink his wine.
And I'm fine with it.
And he's, like, cool. He's a nice dude.
Like, there's going to be a lot of people that like Devil Driver and that are diehard Des fans that are going to love this. They're going to love it. They're going to be
big,
like.
Big truck.
Yeah, Big Truck's the shit, dude. That song's dope.
I fuck some people up to some Big Truck.
Like, on a personal level, I'm not over. I don't give a shit. Like, but, like, I'm also not against it. I'm not against it at all. I think Des is an interesting character in the heavy metal community. And, you know, he went from the mesh to the, like, I listened to Super Joint all of a sudden, and
he toured with them solid, dude.
He did
for a while.
They went toe to toe with Super Joint at that one show that I saw. I was like, damn, dude. Like, they
at the Agora?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a good show. Man, that was a good show.
They went right at it. In the ballroom.
It was a violent
show. In the ballroom.
We're lucky. We are lucky to see the shows we have seen. Did you ever get to see Soundgarden?
Never seen Chris Cornell live? Never got to see it, man.
That sucks. That fucking sucks. But, yeah, like, I never got to see Gwar when Rocky was around. So it's like, it's just a little thing that you're never going to get.
Right.
You know? It's like, ooh.
I can still taste the blood and the semen coming from odors.
I see.
We were talking about that earlier.
Yeah.
I can relate. So the dude from Morbid Angel is the guy that sings for him now, right?
Yeah.
His name's Steve Tucker. And this is like his third time being in Morbid Angel. Because, you know, Morbid Angel, they have this crazy history of just changing dudes left and right all the time, right?
What is up with that?
It's like some weird death metal thing. I don't know. Like, I just think it's a thing death metal bands do.
Like, do they get pissed at the dudes, or are they, like, just have houses in three different states?
Yeah, I think it's shit like that.
You know what I mean?
Well, I know that Steve Tucker, like, he left at one point because he married some chick that was, like, a foreigner, and he's like, I was going through a bunch of shit, so, like, I had to take peace out. They say that their next tour, their upcoming tour, or maybe the one that they're on, I don't fucking remember. Chris Cornell died, come on. But he's saying that they're not going to be playing any David Vincent era of the band. David Vincent, who, like, you know, took his spot, essentially. You know, he had that role of the lead man. So he's just like, playing stuff from his time in Morbid Angel. Stuff that he helped work on.
That's like, cool, though.
Yeah, right?
I don't see nothing wrong with that.
No, I'm just letting the Morbid Angel fans know they're going to be playing just Steve Tucker shit.
I don't think it's like a dick move.
I don't think it's a dick move either.
I think he's just like, you know what? I didn't write that shit. That's his shit.
Right.
Let him do his shit. Right. I'm going to do my shit because we have enough of it. So why not? Let me do my shit.
Yeah, like Bruce Dickinson doesn't need to sing any of the Blaze Bailey era.
No.
Like, I don't see Rob Halford doing, you know,
Tim Owens.
Yeah, that guy. The Monster Energy drink salesman. The Monster Energy drink salesman.
Check out his Twitter.
All Monster Energy. All Z-Hale. I don't know what it is. Jesus. I don't know.
Check out Tim Owens' Twitter. It's
just
great.
Just do it yourself.
Oh, it's great.
Local legend Tim Owens.
Whoop, whoop, to do.
Lars Ulrich says that Metallica fans want the band's music to be as pure and organic as possible. Congratulations on something that took you damn near 40 years to realize.
I don't even know what that is. I don't even understand.
He wants the fans. He knows that the fans, what they want from Metallica is pure and organic music. That's what they want from us as a band. The trash can snare guy has finally come to the conclusion that they just want us to be real. They just want us to play fucking just pure organic shit.
No, we want you to play heavy ass shit. I don't know what this pure organic shit is. If you're defining pure organic by the getting together and writing music and doing what you feel, I think that you guys are doing that now. You're pussies, and you're writing pussy music.
Ooh.
So if you wanted to write something pure and organic, and it wanted, you know, you'd have to, like, you have to be metal to write metal, bro. And we ain't seen you write no metal lately. Where you been? It's like they fucking hung out, like, ninth grade. they hung out at this table, and then like 10th and 11th grade, they was hanging out over here.
Yeah.
At, with the football players and shit.
Yeah.
Right? And there was like, he was like, whatever, man. I don't even remember that kid's name. Whatever.
Yeah, he did
and
that
then
shit.
Senior year, he fucking rolls his ankle, and he's not on a football team, and they're like, oh, you're not even playing football, so you're a pussy, fuck you, and then he wants to come back and cater to the fucking first table, but it's like 3 years later, and they're all like, fuck you! That's us! We're at that table, and we're like, fuck you. Organic and pure. Just write heavy shit. Write good, speedy, fucking heavy Metallica.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're not called Organic Impurica. You're called Metallica. Good point.
And you play fucking thrash speed metal. So write some fucking fast, thrashy shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you. That's what you're supposed to do. You're a rock band right now.
Rock bands. I could go for a laugh right about now. And the only thing that's I think is going to do it is...
Hetfield covering a fucking Cornell song because it's going to happen.
No, Dave Mustaine covered a Cornell song. And
Was it? Yeah, but was he... I mean, was it a rockin' good time?
No.
No?
Yeah.
Was it awful? Well, I mean, nobody can do Cornell. It's not like they're trying to be like him. I think they're just trying to be like, we love you, dude.
Dave tried, though. Mustaine tried.
Yeah. He used to be in Metallica.
He tried.
See the connection?
He tried. Ooh. Dun,
3 degrees dun, of separation or something. What is that thing?
6 degrees of Kevin
Bacon.
Bacon. Something like that. Yeah.
Bacon.
I was thinking about doing a mashup.
Oh, that would totally brighten the day for 4 minutes.
Yeah. And you know what?
I need 4 minutes of brightening. My life sucks and Chris Cornell just died.
Yeah.
Great.
So enjoy a brand new, all original. Keeping it 99 presents the weekly mashup.
Going out to Bo McGranahan.
AKA Bo McGranahan's favorite part of the show.
Disorder! Now, somewhere between the
Hey, did you know that we made The Rock run for president? Now he's like, I think he's going to do it. He told GQ magazine that he's seriously considering running in 2020. Yeah. And then they just ran a poll that had him leading Donald Trump.
By 90% of them?
100%.
127%.
We did it.
High five. Our job's over then, right? Like, we led the campaign. Yeah. And like, hey, run for president. And he was like, I should do that.
Yeah.
Those guys are right. That's awesome. Man, I feel good about myself now. Like, I feel like I did something. Like, I served my country.
Right.
We served our country.
Since day one.
Didn't even have to join the military.
Day one.
Served our country.
We proposed the idea.
Yeah.
Proposed it.
This is, you can check.
Mm-hmm.
Fact check.
Go do it.
Check your facts.
Just ask us. We'll tell you.
Yeah, we'll tell you.
Speaking of pro wrestling, I feel the need to apologize. I was listening to our buddies, the Lousy Weather Media Man Show. And Sean asked. He apparently did not appreciate my representation of Jim Cornette.
I believe he said it was the mischaracterization of Jim Cornette.
Yeah.
Is that what he said?
All right.
Something.
And look, I've been wrong too, so it's okay. I ain't mad at him. But I will give respect where respect is due. Jim Cornette, even though he's a bitter old guy who doesn't understand that the Young Bucks are fucking money, he is one of the greatest managers of all time, and you can't take that away from him.
Yeah, he's dope.
I would put him right behind Bobby Heenan, maybe Paul Heyman, Classy Freddie Blassie, Sensational Sherry, Jimmy Hart, Lou Albano, Mr. Fuji, Miss Elizabeth, the Reverend Slick.
Yeah, he's with them. He's in that list.
Paul Bearer, Paul Ellering, Virgil, Gary Hart, Hillbilly Jim.
They're just name dropping.
Dutch Mantel, Brother Love, Lana, and Sweet Sapphire. And he's like right under Sweet Sapphire on that list. So much respect to Jim Cornette.
But he is on that list.
He is on that list.
On it.
Deep on that list.
But he's on it.
But still one of the greatest of all time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like getting a D minus.
Right.
I graduated, bitch.
So I do apologize, Sean. I'll never talk shit on Jim Cornette again. So we're both super, super upset. It's kind of like being super unknown. I don't really feel like doing a badass band of the week this week. I know you don't.
No, I really think we should just play some fucking Soundgarden.
There you go.
Because it's they're one of the greatest rock bands ever.
Yes.
He's one of the greatest rock singers ever in the history of rock and roll ever. Like I said, I'll say it again. He's fucking right up there with Freddie Mercury.
Mm-hmm.
And
so go listen to his shit. Go check out something that you haven't heard. Go check out some of his solo stuff. Even if you want, check out the shit he did with Timbaland. I don't give a fuck. You know what? Just go do it. Miss you, Chris Cornell.
This day sucks.
Miss you currently.
Currently. And forever.
So we'll see you again next week. Don't forget, listen to some Soundgarden.
I still say he was murdered. I'm going out on a limb. I'm going to say that this is going to come out. He was murdered. He didn't kill himself. He was murdered. I don't want to believe it. I don't know. I'm going to call him murder. He was in Detroit. It makes sense.
My name's Eagle. I'll see you next week.
River City Red Beer, what the shit?
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.